Day 25b. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. Queen of Families. Queen of Miracles. Bond of Marriage between the Fiat and the Creature. The Wedding of Cana. The Soul to Our Celestial Mother. Holy Mama, here I am together with you and with sweet Jesus, to be present at a new wedding, to see its prodigies and comprehend its great mystery and the extent of your maternal love for me and for all. Oh, please, Mother of mine, take my hand in yours, place me on your knees, invest me with your love. Purify my intelligence, and tell me why you wanted to be present at this wedding. A lesson of the Queen of Heaven. My dearest child, my heart is swollen with love, and I felt the need to tell you the reason why, together with my son Jesus, I wanted to be present at this wedding of Cana. Do you think it was because of a simple ceremony? No, child, there are profound mysteries. Pay attention to me, and I will tell you new things, and how my love of mother was displayed in an incredible manner, and the love of my son gave true signs of paternity and royalty to our creatures. Now listen to me. My son had come back from the desert and was preparing himself for his public life. But first, he wanted to be present at this wedding, and therefore he allowed himself to be invited. We went there not to celebrate, but to work great things for the good of the human generations. My son took the place of father and king in the families, and I took the place of mother and queen. With our presence, we renewed the sanctity, the beauty, the order of the marriage formed by God in the Garden of Eden, that of Adam and Eve, married by the Supreme Being in order to populate the earth and to multiply and increase the future generations. Marriage is the substance from which the life of the generations arises. It can be called the trunk from which the earth is populated. The priests, the religious, are the branches. But if it were not for the trunk, not even the branches would have life. Therefore, through sin, by withdrawing from the divine will, Adam and Eve caused the family to lose sanctity, beauty, and order. And I, your mama, the new innocent Eve, together with my son, went to reorder that which God did in Eden. I constituted myself queen of families and impetrated the grace that the divine fiat might reign in them, to have families that would belong to me, and I might hold the place of queen in their midst. But this is not all, my child. Our love was burning, and we wanted to make known to them how much we loved them, and to give them the most sublime of lessons. And here is how. At the height of the lunch, wine lacked, and my heart of mother felt consumed with love, wanting to give help, and knowing that my son can do anything, with supplicating accents, but certain that he would listen to me, I say to him, My son, the spouses have no more wine. And he answers me, My hour to do miracles has not yet come. And knowing that he certainly would not deny to me what his mama asked of him, I say to those who are serving at the table, Do whatever my son tells you, and you will have what you want. Even more, you will receive in addition and in superabundance. My child, in these few words, I gave a lesson, the most useful, necessary, and sublime for creatures. I spoke with the heart of mother, and I said, My children, do you want to be holy? Do the will of my son. Do not move from what he tells you, and you will have his likeness, his sanctity in your power. Do you want all evils to cease? Do whatever my son tells you. Do you want any grace, even difficult? Do whatever he tells you and wants. Do you also want the necessary things of natural life? Do whatever my son tells you. Because in his words, in everything he tells you and wants, he encloses such power that as he speaks, his word contains what you ask for and makes the graces that you want arise within your souls. How many see themselves as full of passions, weak, afflicted, misfortuned, miserable. Yet they pray and pray, but because they do not do what my son tells, they obtain nothing. Heaven seems to be closed for them. This is a sorrow for you, Mama, because I see that while they pray, they move away from the source in which all goods reside, the will of my son. Now, those who were serving did precisely what my son told them. That is, fill the jars with water and bring them to the table. My dear Jesus blessed that water, and it turned into delicious wine. Oh, 1,000 times blessed, the one who does what he tells and wants. With this, my son gave me the greatest honor. He constituted me Queen of Miracles. This is why he wanted my union and my prayer in doing his first miracle. He loved me too much, so much, that he wanted to give me the first place of queen also in miracles. And with facts, not with words, he said, If you want graces, miracles, come to my mother. I will never deny her anything she wants. In addition to this, my child, with my presence at this wedding, I looked at the future centuries. I saw the kingdom of the divine will upon earth. I looked at families, and I impetrated for them that they might symbolize the love of the sacrosanct Trinity, so that its kingdom might be in full force. And with my rights of mother and queen, I took to heart its regime. And possessing the source of it, I placed at the creature's disposal all the graces, the helps, the sanctity, which are needed to live in a kingdom so holy. And so I keep repeating, Do whatever my son tells you. My child, listen to me. Look for nothing else if you want to have everything in your power, and give me the contentment of being able to make of you my true child and child of the divine will. Then will I take on the commitment of forming the marriage between you and the fiat. And acting as your true mother, I will bind the marriage by giving you the very life of my son as dowry, and my maternity and all my virtues as gift. The soul. Celestial Mama, how much I must thank you for the great love you have for me. And because in everything you do, you always have a thought for me, and you prepare for me and give me such graces that heaven and earth are moved and enraptured together with me. And we all say, thank you, thank you. Oh, please, holy Mama, engrave within my heart your holy words. Do whatever my son tells you, so as to generate in me the life of the divine will, which I so much long for and desire. And you, seal my will, that it may always be submitted to the divine.